Jesus walks into a bar and sees a man sitting alone with a glass of water. Jesus asks him, "My son, are you a believer?" The man shakes his head, "No." With a wave of his hands, Jesus changes the drink to a glass of wine. "Well, my son, do you believe now?" The man frowns and again shakes his head, "No." The next day, Jesus comes into the bar and sees the same man. "My son, are you a believer yet?" The man shakes his head, "No." Jesus waves his hand and the glass is changed to wine. "Well, my son, now you surely believe." The man frowns and again shakes his head in frustration, "No." On the third day, Jesus enters the bar and approaches the same guy. He asks, "My son, are you a believer yet?" The man looks up and in a thick Russian accent says, "If I say I believe, will you please just leave my vodka alone today?" In sacred scriptures, mountains are known to be places of prayers. In the life of Jesus Christ, he went to the mountain in order to pray and to be in union with his Father. The word transfiguration means a change in form or appearance. Transfiguration even depicts a glimpse of Christ's glory and a preview of his resurrection. The church put this particular gospel every second Sunday of the year during Lenten season. Let us reflect on these three aspects of the gospel story of the transfiguration. The one, going up the mountain. The second, the movement of grace on top of the mountain, and the third, coming down the mountain with the fruits of that experience. The first one, going up the mountain, this is the stage of preparation. The season of Lent is an intense way of living out our Christian life. Therefore, fasting, prayer, almsgiving are ways to go beyond ourselves, extend our hearts to God, and to stretch out our hands to our neighbors. These two dimensions of our Christian life journey are like going up the mountain and coming down it. The gospel text of today tells us that at least three things. Firstly, it is Jesus who took with him Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. It is God himself who enables us to seek him in prayer. Just as it was God who invited Abraham to enter into a covenant with him, just like it was God who invited Moses to the mountain, just as it was God who invited Elijah to the mountaintop, it is God who invites us to enter into a relationship with him in prayer. Secondly, in the New Testament, Jesus takes three of his apostles with him. There is a community on top of the mountain. Even if God invites us personally to encounter him, it is often in the context of the community. And thirdly, it is up to us to respond to the invitation of God. Peter and James, John and James respond to the invitation of Jesus to go up the mountain. The second, on the mountain top, it is an experience of the uniqueness of Jesus. On top of the mountain, the three disciples are privileged to witness a theophany despite their own inability to be present to God. Luke tells us, Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep. They see Jesus in the company of two great men in the history of Israel, Moses and Elijah. Moses stands for the law and Elijah for the prophets, thus showing that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. The reaction of Peter to this theophany is confusion and an inability to comprehend the depth of the event. He says, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He equates Jesus to Moses and Elijah. What follows then is a clearer demonstration of who Jesus really is. A cloud came and covered them with a shadow. From the tradition of the book of Exodus, cloud is a powerful symbol of the presence of God. And a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, the chosen one, listen to him." This was for the disciples an experience of God in the person of Jesus. Thirdly, this today gospel brings out coming down the mountain, that is contemplating and reaching out. Luke tells us in today's gospel, the disciples kept silence and at that time told no one what they had seen. God's experience invites us to silence and contemplation so that the effects of the experience could be deepened. Secondly, this silence is not a permanent isolation from the world. It is something that is carried forward to the marketplace, to our daily life, to our homes, to the place of work and study. The spiritual exercises of the Lenten season are meant to offer us the possibility of experiencing God more deeply and to carry that experience to our encounter with people. So let us pray that we may be open to this possibility in the coming days of this Lenten season.